All right, let's see who remembers this story from the state of Washington from about 30 years ago. This is one of those stories that if you and I had been together on the radio at the time, we probably would have had some fun with this, sinking our teeth into this thing. And it's being featured on a Netflix show right now called, is the latest season of Files of the Unexplained.
All right. I do kind of like these things.
Files of the Unexplained. And the series looks...
Suspend your disbelief for a minute.
They look at unexplained phenomena across the country, and they feature the state of Washington and things here, like your Bigfoot, like all of your UFO sightings that come from out of this state. And so...
And why there's always traffic construction on the freeway.
The most recent edition, they are dealing with something that happened here in the summer of 1994 in our state. And it happened in a town called Oakville. Okay, this is, it's south of here. It's between Aberdeen and Chehalis on Highway 12. Okay, and this is, it's referred to as the Oakville Blobs. This happened early in the morning on August 7th of 1994. The small town of Oakville experienced precipitation like never before. What looked like it could be a tough rain or maybe hail, residents learned was a gelatinous, translucent substance falling from the sky.
Did you say August?
August of 1994.
So it probably wasn't hail.
It's been reported that some people and animals got sick after touching the blobs. There was a state investigation into the substance, but nothing conclusive came of the testing. I'm reading out of the paper. Yesterday, the story was in there. 30 years later, there is still no definitive answer as to what the blobs were. There are many theories, although it is likely we'll never know.
Are we talking about little blobs the size of a quarter? Are we talking about blobs the size of a medicine ball?
I think they are like, I'll get to it here in the discussion. I believe it's like rice size. Okay. Gelatinous clear goo splattered across windshields. This is early in the morning on August 7th, 1994, covering buildings and earth, and that's when people began getting sick. Now, this that I'm reading for you here is from the Discovery UK site, and they're reporting on this story. It was torrential, this goo was. Residents reported that what fell from the sky was not water, but gloopy, translucent blobs, each no bigger than a single grain of rice. A police officer by the name of David Lacey recounted seeing the goop hit his windshield while on patrol at 3 a.m. Speaking on the television program Unsolved Mysteries, oh, that's this one here.
To Robert Stack. Oh, yeah.
He compared it to Jell-O and said, "We turned our windshield wipers on and it just started smearing to the point where we could almost not see." Over the next 3 weeks, there would be five more occasions of reports of raining blobs over an area of some 20 square miles.
And they checked with all the aviation people.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with planes or people discharging some kind of...
There is a theory here that we'll get to in a second. The very day of the raining blobs, people started getting sick. Both this officer, Officer Lacey, and Dottie Hearn, this woman, also sick. There were reports of people developing flu-like symptoms from contact or proximity to the blobs, even of animals dying. Officer Lacey described being violently sick and having difficulty breathing. Dottie Hearn collapsed, also finding it hard to breathe, and was in the hospital for 3 days with an ear infection. Her daughter sent a sample of the Oakville blobs to the Hazardous Material Unit at the Department of Ecology of Wazoo. According to an article in the New York Times, scientist Mike Osweiler of the Washington State Department said they found a number of cells of various sizes. Excuse me, that was the Department of Ecology at Washington State, not Washington State University. Anyways, they found a number of cells of various sizes and two types of bacteria in the blobs, but they couldn't identify them. A small but vocal contingent believes they were jellyfish. Jellyfish parts, to be precise, dispersed into rain clouds by bombing runs carried out by the Air Force. While the bombing was confirmed around 50 miles away in the Pacific, this idea is unsubstantiated. Fluid waste from an airplane toilet was another possibility raised at the time. However, the FAA pointed out that this would have been blue, not translucent, like the Oakville, Washington blobs.
But maybe they didn't put the dye in that day or something.
Yeah, they forgot to dye it up. Who knows? But people and animals got sick from the Oakville blobs.
And it's not like, you know, the old, tale that, you know, the scuba diver was found up in the woods because he got scooped up by, you know, the firefighting nets and stuff. It's not like that. Some like where the firefighting nets scooped something up out of the water and dropped it.
Well, that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah, maybe the jellyfish thing.
That hasn't been confirmed, but maybe that's what it was. But something fell from the sky. People got sick. Animals got sick. And they still haven't figured it out. 30 years ago in a small town called Oakville down there between Aberdeen and Chehalis, and it's in the new series of Files of the Unexplained on Netflix.